everyone. I'm Lauren MacIver.
And I'm Teresa Rocha.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
We're here to fill you in on all the fight.
Why are you so white trash?
All the custody battles.
Corey's trying to take our kids from me.
All the romance drama.
Getting divorced, period.
And so much more.
Hi, hi. You're both high.
I'm just trying to be a good person and a good role adult.
On this week's episode, we'll be discussing the Ryan cheating scandal, the new Teen Mom 2 trailer, plus David's visit from the Secret Service. Teresa, how are you?
I'm good. Happy hump day.
Yes, happy hump day to you too. Happy almost holidays. I can't believe it's next week.
I cannot believe it's next week. I had to look at the date this morning for something, and I was like, oh my God, it's December 19th.
Yeah.
Like literally 6 days away to Christmas.
Yeah. And then New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Do you have New Year's Eve plans? Did we talk about this?
Not yet. I don't think so. I mean, I have plans this weekend that I didn't even know about. And then my friends
were.
And I was like, did we make these plans? Did you make them with the right Lauren? Because I don't recall them.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't remember plans that easily unless I write in my calendar. But yeah, apparently I made plans, so I have that this weekend. So who knows? I might have New Year's plans. So friends, if you're listening, please remind me. Do you have any plans?
So I'm going to like a nightclub buffet dinner open bar thing. I'm doing it with my boyfriend's friends today. I tried to like get my friends to come, but all of my like couple friends are doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And all my single friends don't want to come because it's going to be all couples. So
I get it,
but like, I don't know. I'm really big into like mixing groups.
Yeah.
Because I can't be at the same place. I can't be in three different places.
At once, yeah.
So it's like, why can't we all just come together and like have a good time?
Yeah.
But my friends are like, oh my God, all couples? No, I can't come. It's like, I've done it all, so many times.
Yeah, all my friends. We have some in relationships, some engaged, some not. And we just all hang out.
Yeah.
We don't find it weird. We just all like meet up somewhere and that's that.
I was single for 2 years and all I did was hang out with couples.
Yeah.
I literally used to like my two best friends have a house together and I literally used to sleep over their house, wake up in the morning, crawl into their bed like a little kid.
Yeah.
I'd be like, so what are we doing today, guys?
Yeah. Like I don't find that weird at all.
No.
They should just all come together. It's New Year's Eve. Like,
yeah. So now I'm like, okay, well, so this year we'll spend it with your friends.
Yeah.
And now next year I'll spend it with my friends.
Oh, you're making the this year, next year plan.
Yeah, I have to because, you know, my friends are not cooperating.
Yeah, they're just not listening to
like,
me.
And now they're all like, oh, what am I going to do? They're going to stay home. I'm like, well,
just come.
Okay,
just
fine, stay home. It's not my problem.
The thing is, like my mom always says, she's like, even if you don't like your other friends' friends, like and people that they hang out with, which I don't, I love all my friends' extended friends.
Yeah.
So it always works out for the best.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom always says, like, to other people, she's like, just go. Like, you could mingle with other people. You could find a group. You could just, you know, have a couple drinks and just party on by yourself. Like, you don't always have to stick with that group.
But that's what gets me mad. Because I feel like, I don't know if this happens with you, but whenever I go somewhere and I think I'm having an awful time or I'm going to have an awful time, I end up having the best time. And then whenever I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be the greatest night ever, it ends up being like mediocre.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, it's like I'm the type of person where it's like, even if you feel awkward or you have anxiety, always put yourself out there because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know, you know.
Even friends.
Yeah.
Not even just for relationships, just friends. You can make some new ones, you know. But yeah, put yourself out there. I don't know why people are so like against it.
I don't know.
People are weird. But also something else I'm stressing out.
What?
About what to wear.
For what?
New Year's Eve.
Okay, so remember last week we talked about how I can't wear the same outfit twice.
Oh, yeah.
So I am recycling an outfit for New Year's this year.
Cute.
I'm doing the skirt I wore for my birthday.
Okay.
It was like gold and black sequins.
Yes.
And then I'm doing this like sheer top with like a bra bandeau underneath.
Cute.
And I'm going to do like high boots, like Ariana Grande style.
Yes.
And yeah, it's a recycled outfit, but I've never worn those pieces together.
Oh, so it's like a brand new outfit.
So it's like a brand new outfit, yeah.
It's a brand new outfit.
So maybe something like that, something like sequin-y, sheer. Do you have anything like that?
No, I don't. So, but I have a couple days off, so I could go shopping.
Go shopping. Express, everything's 50% off.
Ooh.
And I went yesterday.
Ooh, I need to go. I need to get on that. Yes. That's so exciting. New year. I can't wait. I love that, like, restarting feeling.
I know. And guys, so really exciting.
Yes.
This was my idea and my producer Sam's idea.
Yes, of course. We have to give credit to Sam.
I'm joking. It was Sam's idea.
100% Sam's idea.
100%. He told me about this yesterday. And then I walk in today and I was like, guys, I have the best idea. And I tell the idea and Sam's like, I literally said that yesterday.
Of course. That's just you. Sometimes you got to repeat things, Teresa.
I'm like always half here.
Yeah.
So basically what we're going to do next week, we're going to do an end of the year special. We're going to do our top 3 to 5 biggest stories of the year, biggest rumors of the year.
Yes.
It's going to be really fun.
Oh my God. I'm like, so many stories are going through my mind.
So many stories are going through my head. We're
right?
going to have so much trouble picking one.
I'm like pregnancies and breakups and new baby. Like, it's just so much.
911 calls.
Yes, 911 calls. We have so much. So definitely check that out next week. However, let's get into the drama this week.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So much has happened within the last few days. It's been crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. Yeah,
exactly. Which isn't good when you have a podcast. You can't be speechless.
A little speechless.
Like, it all happened after we recorded last week. So we have a lot to catch up on. So starting with Truth or Tale. So Ryan Edwards from Teen Mom OG. We love him. We hate him. We love him. We hate him.
We
wish for the best.
We broke that he was back in rehab.
Yes.
Back in radar. We broke that he was back in radar.
He's back on radar. Yes, that is correct.
We broke that he was back in rehab. When he was released, we had like a meeting and we brought it up and we genuinely all wanted the best for him. We were like, we hope that we don't have to worry about him again. Like, we hope that he does well.
Yes, that lasted a whole week. But so now we have a new story. Is Ryan back on Tinder? So he was on Tinder back in August 2017, and he sent some penis photos and some text messages. I remember I was at Jimmy Buffett when I was getting texts from you, and I was like, why is this happening when I'm off? I'm off for 1 week, and now Ryan's on Tinder.
Yeah, this happened in 2017,
yeah,
and then it
August.
Happened again. Yeah, and then it happened again, I think, in March 2018.
Yeah, so a couple months ago, but now... Is Ryan back on Tinder as of today or this month, I guess?
The answer to that is truth.
Oh, my God.
Are we
shocked or are we shocked?
No, I'm actually shocked. I shouldn't be, but I am.
Oh, I'm not.
So we had a tipster reach out to us, and she told us, you know, this is what has happened. She sent us his Tinder profile. And, I mean, the photo on his Tinder profile is the same photo in his Instagram.
Yes. It's not a cute photo, let's say.
It's, like, not that cute. Then he had, like, a shirtless photo that was clearly, like, 4 or 5 years old.
That's when he was hot,
yeah.
Yes.
So at first I was like, okay, I mean, anyone could make a fake Ryan account, especially since it's been done, you know, especially since he's been on Tinder before. I can see, like, people, like, just trying to catfish people in Tennessee. Because he's probably Tennessee's, like, big celebrity.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Him and Macy and Taylor.
So, yeah, so I was skeptical. But then we were given the text messages because this Tinder hookup turned back on, you know, went on to text. I have his number. The numbers match. He also sent selfies to the woman that look new and that I've never seen. You've never seen those selfies.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
Ryan's not one to post a lot of social media stuff, so.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah.
And, he, like, took a break from Instagram for a while.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's him. And, you know, in the text messages... It's sad. It's really sad.
It definitely turned sexual very, very fast.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, I like your hair.
Yeah, it was like, selfie. It was cute stuff.
And then all of a sudden it was, bam.
Yeah. So
get to the point.
I'm going to read some of the texts.
Okay.
I just want to say, like, they're very, very graphic.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to listen, if you don't want to hear it, just fast forward.
Yeah, about a minute or two.
Yeah, a minute or two.
If you don't want to hear them, it's totally understandable.
Yeah. For our listeners who like hadn't seen the you know, haven't been on radar this week, you didn't see the article, I'll let you guys know what it said. It started off nice, you know, I like your hair. Sent her a photo.
Yeah.
He said, I hate doing this, blah, blah, blah. Then he said to her, I bet you're tight as F. They made plans to hang out. He sent her, I believe, 2 or 3 penis photos as well as a penis video. I'm sure you guys can imagine what that video is about.
Use your imagination.
She responded, you know, damn, that is one long beep. She can't wait to beep it. You know, He told her, you better take some good pictures. Then they just made plans to hang out. The woman asked, he was like, she had asked him, like, should I come over to your house?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you don't want to deal with my girl. And she's like, your girl? And he
goes, question mark?
He goes, yeah, I'm married. And she's like, oh, does he know you're on, does she know you're on Tinder? And he's like, we're not together.
Ooh.
Yeah. So this is sad.
It's really, really sad.
It's really sad because, like, we're all rooting for Ryan. Like, he came out of rehab. He went to rehab 3 times. You know, he just welcomed a baby with his wife in October. And the first thing he does when he gets home is go back on Tinder. This happened the week of December 10th, 2018, by the way.
Yes. It is really upsetting. I know a lot of people don't like Mackenzie. And I know a lot of people, you know, said, oh, she's using Ryan for fame and to be on reality TV. You know, they weren't ready for a baby, but she just wanted to get that paycheck. It's sad no matter what. She's, you know, she could be annoying on the show, as people think, but she's still a person. She just had his baby. She just supported him for 90 days in rehab, had to give birth by herself, had to, you know, just figure out life by herself. I think she was living with her parents, we said. You know, that's heartbreaking. You're just married. This is all over the internet. It's sad. So I definitely feel really, really bad for her. And it's disappointing to see because it's like, how much more can you do, Ryan?
I feel bad for Mackenzie because I feel like she tries so hard to make them look like a picture-perfect couple. And he just goes up and ruins it every single time. I mean, remember when she like left Instagram and then she came back and she was posting all these sweet selfies of them?
Yeah.
Got arrested a few days later.
Yeah.
Pregnancy announcement, got arrested a few days later.
Yeah. I think
just
she...
every time.
I think she posts these photos. Now, this is just my opinion. I think for herself, like, she tries to, you know, tell herself, like, look at these photos. Like, it's okay. Like, not to cover Ryan. I think it's, like, to cover her own thoughts and what people think of her.
That is so true because I feel like we've all been in bad relationships.
Yeah.
When I was in a bad relationship, I posted so many photos.
Yep.
Because I wanted people to see that we were okay, even though deep down I knew we weren't.
Yeah.
And I feel like that happens with other people too. Like the people who are so extra with the photos on social media.
Yeah.
I'll get dinner with them and I'm like, oh my God, like you and Roger look so happy. And then I'm having JWoww in my head, sorry.
Yeah. I was like, do you know a Roger?
I'm thinking of JWoww. And then they'll be like, you know, actually, and then they're telling me that they have issues.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. They just, I mean, I was in a bad relationship. I did the same thing.
You did?
I posted all the, like, the cute selfies and the captions.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're my world. Like, ew, cringe. Like, and you want everyone else to say it because you think, like, you know, then people would come up to me. And they're like, I love your relationship. It's so awesome. And then, you know, you think, oh, I'm hearing, like, 12 people say it's great. Like, maybe it is great. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, everything's okay.
Yes.
Even though I know I don't deserve this and he's not treating me right and he's a jerk. But I have all these people telling me it's great. Yeah. So it must be great. So I feel like she's posting this because she doesn't even turn off the comments. If she didn't want to hear anything about it, she would turn off the comments.
But you know what? Even in the comments, she has people who say, oh my God, so happy you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
Obviously, she has haters, but she does have support from people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think, what she wants.
Yeah.
She wants people to see it and kind of like forget about all the arrests and be like, oh, I didn't marry, you know, someone addicted to drugs and someone cheating on me and lying and all this. Like, Look how happy we are. We have a family. And it's so, so sad because, you know, she does not deserve it, no matter what.
Like, no matter what, she doesn't deserve it. And do you think that maybe she knows and they have some type of, like, agreement?
I think at this point, yes. Yeah. I don't think she was shocked when she saw all Radar stories because, you know, how long has she been on the show and with Ryan now? A couple years, I think. Maybe 2016?
They got married in May of 2017, so yeah, 2016 they were together probably. Yeah.
I remember finding her Instagram and like seeing the old school photos of them three, Ryan, Mackenzie, and her son.
Yeah, Hudson.
Yes, I was just going to say Hunter. Hudson. And I remember like when it first came out and when she was on the show with those cute little blonde curls, and I was like, oh, such a Southern belle. She's so precious.
Not.
Nope. But But yeah, it's really, really sad. I think going into it, she didn't have any idea. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, after I saw her on the reunions and like Lion stuff, I'm like, you know. And especially with Ryan, like when I first saw your story and I was like reading it and I was like, oh my God, he just got back from rehab for 90 days. Where are you, Mackenzie, when he's texting this girl and he's, you know, trying to make plans with her and take pics?
He said in the text messages that he's free during the day. Because the girl kept asking to hang out at night, and he's like, no, I'm not free at night. So I almost wonder if she does something during the day, because she does have that wedding coordinating job.
She works at home.
Oh.
So that's another thing. Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? Unless he's telling her, like, oh, I'm going to work. And then he's, like, working something else. Like, you know.
Probably. It's a very hard job. Anyway.
Yeah. So it's really, really sad. I feel really bad for her. Interested in seeing what's going to happen with them. You know, unfortunately, Team Mom OG's not, you know, it's going to be off for a while. It's come to an end for this season. We have the reunion, but she claimed she didn't film. Ryan was still in rehab when the reunion was filmed, but I'm excited to hear what his parents have to say.
Yeah.
I kind of wish, you know, the reunion was taped now so they could talk about it.
Right, yeah.
But hopefully next season, you know, it'll be addressed and we'll see what happens.
This week's Truth or Tale is actually a two-parter. Because we had another Ryan Bombshell exclusive that broke this morning. Is Ryan back on drugs? So in those text messages, the woman asked him, do you smoke?
Yeah.
Weed. She clarified it was weed. He was like, no, I went to rehab 3 times. I just got out. I don't like mess with anything now.
Yeah. He also said, I used to do H.
Yes, I used to do H. He also said, ever since I got out of the Army, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, please. People
what are you talking about?
Google you. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, he made it seem like that's why he was, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Then later on in the conversation, he said, do you do blow? Which, as Lauren didn't know, means cocaine. She said, no, she doesn't do cocaine. And Ryan said, oh, okay, because my buddy has it if you wanted it. So it looks like he may be doing cocaine.
See, that really, really breaks my heart because, especially after the season finale, that scene with Larry, when he broke down crying and he kind of revealed the reason why we were fighting is because of his addiction. And we said things that we don't mean. It's still there, it's still an elephant in the room. They both haven't moved on because of his addiction. And the fact that, you know, they were sitting there and they're like, he's doing so well with Macy and Taylor. He's doing so well. And he's really trying to work at it. It's so sad to hear that, you know, Ryan's Jen and Larry's only son. So it's so sad to hear, like, that them just get all this stress just constantly from Ryan. I mean, it doesn't really matter if he's, like, their 12th son or first son, no matter what is stressful. But it's just constant for them.
I think all they want is for their son to get married, which he is, settle down, have more children, and be the dad, be the parent that they have been.
Yeah.
And he can't do it. And I don't know why. He went to rehab. He just got a rehab for 90 days.
Yeah.
And now he's talking about doing cocaine?
Like,
what is going on?
When I saw Jen and Larry with Macy and her family for Halloween, Mackenzie was there. And just seeing them, like, interact with Jade and Maverick and just, you know, be a part of that family in a way. I'm like, that's all Jen and Larry ever wanted.
Yeah.
Was, you know, be grandparents to these, like, you know, 30 kids and just, you know, spend time with them and buy them ice cream and take them on vacations. You know, that's all they ever wanted. And they deserve that. They're so cute. I just want to hug them all the time. And so to hear that, you know, Ryan's now going back to drugs, he's just... His addiction has impacted everyone. Macy, Taylor, Jen, Larry, Mackenzie, Bentley, everyone. It's changed their whole family dynamic. And like to hear that he's getting back into using a drug, it's just heartbreaking to hear.
It's heartbreaking. It's, you know, and I don't know what else his family can do. What else can they do?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, what else can they do?
Well, Mackenzie said that.
If he doesn't want to help himself...
There's nothing more. Like, they have tried everything, and they stop and focus on things out that could possibly trigger him. Yes. Like, it's changed. Even Jen said, like,
they're all, yes, they're all working hard. Yeah,
they're all working so hard to, you know, make it easier for him. I think Ryan and possibly should have moved in with them. I don't think he should, you know, unless he's lying and saying he's going to work. He should have moved back in with Jen and Larry. He needs more people. Like, he can't just move in with Mackenzie because look how much he got by her the first couple of years. They're all working so hard. And I'm sure he's overwhelmed. I'm sure he's stressed. But I feel like he's just not working hard enough like they are.
I agree. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just, you know,
we just hope
Macy's mom said on an episode, he's 30.
Yeah.
He's not a kid.
That's what's so crazy. Like, I know a lot of people still look at them as like 16-year-olds. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, like he needs to grow up. I mean, yeah, but also he's 30. Like, you can't look at him as a teen anymore. Yes, they're all on Team Mom, but he's a grown man. He's now a dad of two. He's a husband. He's like,
is he capable of change at this point?
At this point, I don't think he is.
Yeah.
You know, he's done so much, like 90 days completed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it seemed like he was going to take it seriously and turn over a new leaf. He has a new baby. Bentley's getting older. But at this point, it's like,
this was his comeback. This was it.
Yeah.
He came out of rehab for 90 days. He has a new son. His mom acknowledges that she took over Bentley.
Yeah.
And that he feels like an uncle to Bentley. This was his opportunity to be a good father, a good stepfather, a good husband, a good person.
Co-parent. Everything. Like, they all planned.
We're so, like,
it's so stressful. Like, when we saw them all planning his return home, he has a cheerleading squad.
That's the thing. He's not like Amber Porwood or like Kale, who like don't really have, you know,
family
and like close friends. Yeah. I mean, they have family and close friends, but like not like Ryan's family. Like they're cheerleaders.
Yeah, like Jen's still like cleaning his underwear at like 29 years old. Like, he has people that have his back. So it's disappointing.
So let's move on because I'm getting depressed. At the end of the day, you know, we wish the best to Ryan.
As always,
we wish the best for Mackenzie, Jagger, Macy, Jen, Larry, Taylor, Bentley, Jade, Mav, the whole
all
family.
All of them. The whole clan. The whole clan.
All right, let's go into Team Mom Top 3, the three biggest stories of the week. I kind of want to change it up, Lauren, because I feel like I'm a little down.
Yeah,
I want to get my spirits back up. Do you want to do the Team Mom 2 trailer?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Finally. I've been waiting. Like, the thing is now, since, you know, the Team Mom franchise is their biggest franchise on MTV, it never ends. Like, we have, like, 6 months of OG.
Oh, Lauren and I know, because we do the recaps every Monday.
6 months of Team Mom 2. Like, it's just constant, like, never ending. Sometimes we get like a week off.
Yeah, for
sometimes,
lucky.
Sometimes, yeah. If we're lucky, we
but
get.
But not for Christmas Eve and not for New Year's Eve. Yeah. Lauren and I will be working.
Yeah. So catch us on OK and Radar working.
Radar recaps so we feel better.
Yes, please, please read our recaps. So, Team Mom 2 trailer. Let's start with Leah. Leah's new boyfriend, Jason Jordan, has made his debut. Oh, she looks so happy. And don't say it, Teresa. Don't say it. No. No. No, no.
I won't say it for you.
That's all I say all day to my dog. No, no. No, no, Teresa.
I won't talk about meth, man.
Teresa, I told you not to say it. Like, but yeah, she looks so happy.
She does. And it's going to be a good season for her.
Yeah. I mean, we said that about Amber, so I don't think we should say that anymore.
Okay, it's going to be a good first episode for her.
Yeah. But so he was with the girls, so he was interacting with them, and it was nice to see, like, that she finally has a family man. Mm-hmm. He's been married. He has a son. So, yeah, it just looks like a perfect match for her, and I'm so happy. I love a Leah glow up, if that's the right term that the kids are using these days. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for her.
Me too. And I'm also happy for Brianna De Jesus because her new man is in the mix.
Yes.
And she looks really happy with him.
I know the scene when they were like in a canoe or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like she was really just staring at him and just like, she looks in love. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's the one. I know we said that about Javi, but maybe he's the one now. But, yeah, I'm excited. looking forward to Devon. You know, we saw them go on vacation together. I love Devon.
We love Devon. Yeah. MTV loves Devon, too. They gave him a little hosting gig for a bit.
Because he's just, I don't know, he's just
He's like quiet but charismatic at the same time.
Yes, and he's just very funny. But he went on vacation with them. He's always Snapchatting with the girls. And I think she said on a Q&A, Stella loves Devon.
Yeah, I feel like he's like her stepdad almost.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see like just the mix, the family, and maybe like Brianna's boyfriend, how he's going to get involved. I'm really excited for her. So we have new boyfriends, and then we also have babies. Chelsea gives birth to little Lane Eddie.
Lane Eddie.
Yeah, so she goes into labor. Of course, there's drama with Adam.
Oh, poor Aubrey. So the whole visit's canceled?
Yeah,
oh.
So that's going to be really sad to see, you know. She's getting older. So, like, we hear her say, like, oh, so the whole visit's canceled? It's like, holy moly. Like, you're totally old enough to understand this. Like, you're not like a 2-3-year-old little girl anymore that doesn't understand that her dad didn't show up for a visit. Like, you're getting so mature that you fully comprehend what's going on.
And it's sad because there's going to be a day where he cancels on her 15 times in a year. And she's going to be like, you know what?
I'm done.
I don't want him to be a dad anymore.
Yeah.
He's not Paisley's dad.
Yeah, so he shouldn't be mine. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting now that they're getting older. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we have new babies. We have new boyfriends.
We have Kale trying to find Susie.
Yes, Kale trying to reconnect with her family, which I think would be really great for her. Her boys are getting older.
Yeah.
Times pass. You know, people can change.
And I understand what she was saying. I mean, Javi has a huge family. Joe has a supportive family.
Yeah.
I don't know about Chris, but it seems like his family was involved, his aunt and his mom.
Yeah.
So I get it. I mean, it's like her kids come over for Christmas and it's like just her friends. Like she wants them to feel like they have this family. And we know that she did reconnect with her aunt. She hung out with her sister.
Yeah. They've been pretty friendly throughout the years. Yeah. I was looking at her sister's Instagram. And she was, like, wishing Javi happy birthday years ago and her and saying, like, I miss you, sis. So it's nice to see them spend time together, though, on camera. You know, it's just I never saw her sister's Instagram before, so I didn't even know they were that close. So it's nice to see her make an appearance on the show.
Exactly. I think the biggest thing, that was it, right? And the biggest thing is Janelle.
The
911 call is exclusively obtained by Radar.
Yes.
MTV took. I would like credit for that, MTV.
Yes. But yeah, that's going to be interesting. Babs was in it. Okay. So
yeah,
Babs was in it
this.
A lot.
Yep.
So when I was watching it, it just seemed like MTV really, really wanted to focus on like, this is where the girls have been. From the start, they're 16 and pregnant days. Look at them now. We didn't see Javi or Joe or any of the other baby daddies.
Well, we saw Cole. Cole was in it a lot.
Yeah, Cole's like an exception to the rule. He's allowed, like, when you're that gorgeous.
And Jason and Brianna's boyfriend are in it, too. Sorry, I'm, like, totally getting ready to your point.
No, why didn't you say this yesterday?
Because I just realized now, because we actually are talking about it in depth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Teresa, we talked about this yesterday.
We talked
and I was
about this like 20 minutes yesterday.
I was like, yeah, literally 20 to 30 minutes. We discussed
this. I'm
sorry. This. No, you're 100% right. But so, I guess Babs like really, really kind of had moments.
Well, Babs talked bad about her daughter. I think that's what it was.
But it's also, were they friendly at the time when these scenes were filmed, you know?
I don't know, but Janelle was not happy. She said that MTV, she went on a rant.
Of course.
She said, did you guys see the new Teen Mom 2 trailer? Because I'm not in it.
Yeah.
And MTV ruined my relationship with my mother because it's the barber show.
Is that your Janelle voice?
Yeah.
I love it. It's so perfect.
Thanks.
But yeah, of course she went on a rant. So I wonder what's happening with her and Babs now because they were pretty friendly. They were going to yoga and tea and...
I think they're fine because then Janelle tweeted, oh, she's over. My mom's friends with David now, blah, blah, blah. So right after, so they're fine.
So yeah, she probably moved on. She was probably like editing, you know, MTV does that. But it's going to be interesting how they, you know, talk about all that without David there since he's not allowed to film since he was fired. So this is our first full season without David. Yay, us.
Woo.
But yeah, so it's going to be... I think a great season. I like Team
Mom. I'm looking forward to it. Team Mom 2 is the best. I hate OG. No offense. I'm not a big fan of OG.
I mean, I do like, you know, some of the storylines. I like the OG girls, and I fell in love with Corey and Cheyenne. So I enjoy it, but I'm never like, oh my God. Whoa. Like, I just watch it. I'm like, okay, cool.
Same.
But like with Teen Mom 2,
no,
I'm
Teen
like,
Mom 2 I look forward
holy
to.
Holy guacamole. Like, this is happening. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just filmed with more like cattiness and drama. And the girls are just more like claws out.
I also like that there's no co-star drama this season. Because last season, Teen Mom 2 was the worst.
The worst.
I cannot deal with Kale and Brianna. So I'm actually glad that they're not fighting this season. Let's keep it about the girls. Keep it about the storylines with the family. And that's it.
Yeah, just keep it civil, please. I just don't want to deal with any of it. It's so annoying. But I'm really, really excited. January 14th. So you know, I guess January 16th, we will be discussing it, you know, recapping it. So I'm really excited. First episode should be good.
And check out Radar and OK, because Lauren and I do weekly recaps.
Yes, good point. Yeah, so check out our recaps. So let's get into the second biggest story of the week. Dakota Meyer, who is better known as Bristol Palin's ex-husband.
Slash baby daddy.
Yeah, slash second baby daddy.
Oh, yeah.
He was hospitalized. He had an anxiety attack after he was filming.
Well, you know what's funny? I'm sorry.
Yes.
So on the show, he's all like, Bristol, guess how many panic attacks I've had since we divorced? Zero. And now they're on good terms and they're friends again and he has a panic attack.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I was like, I wonder if...
She caused it.
Yeah, like if they were talking about her during filming or something because they just went, I think, paintballing.
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah, he didn't really elaborate on much. I'm really interested in knowing what happened because Bristol said like for the last few weeks they've really, really been working hard. And yeah, but really sad, really scary. And I know we like Teen Mom 2 better, but I do like the messages that the OG girls have.
Same.
Especially
you learn more from OG.
Yes. You learn more from OG. Like with Teen Mom 2, it's a lot of like baby daddy drama and exit. You know, I can't really relate to that, but with OG, we have postpartum depression, panic attacks, anxiety. Like, we have more...
PTSD.
Yes, like, relatable things.
Yes, you're right.
That the whole world deals with, like...
And that's why I think we like 2 better, because I feel like we can relate to 2 more, because we're not married, we're not, we have drama with our exes and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like we can relate more to 2, but I feel like that there is a huge audience who can relate to OG.
Yeah.
So I think, both shows, it's so great that we have both shows.
Yeah, so many great, great messages, co-parenting all across the Teen Mom franchise. But I do think, I appreciate Dakota, being so open about his anxiety and like, hey, guys, I'm in the hospital. Like, maybe a lot of people would have hid that and been like, I don't want to talk about it. Worsen your panic attack. But I appreciate that he's spreading that awareness. And I hope he's okay. I hope, him and Bristol are still good. Because I loved seeing him with Trip. That photo of the 3 of them. I was like, oh, stabbed to the heart. That is so beautiful. Like, it's really nice to see that they're getting along for Trip. Since Trip's dad is in Alaska.
Right. He can't be around as much as Bristol, I'm sure, would want.
Yeah. So Dakota's kind of that nice role model that he could have. And father figure that he could have. At all times, because he's 9. Like, he's going to be a little man soon. Like, he needs, a good role model and, a man to talk about these things with. So it's good that he has Dakota still. And I think it was really, really important for them to kind of come together for Trip. I know they have 2 daughters themselves, but for Trip, he's been in his life for a few years now. He's been through a lot with him. And since they don't have really family there in Texas, I think Bristol also said, we don't really have many friends.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy to hear that and see that they kind of just came together. They're co-parenting. They're getting along. But hopefully this panic attack wasn't caused by any drama between them and that he's okay.
Let's go into the next topic, which is David Eason. Of course, there's always drama on the land.
The land. So much drama.
So basically... people reported David Eason because of his gun use.
Yes.
And
people as in fans.
Fans, yes. And he freaked out and he showed all of the ammo and said that he can, what was his exact quote? He blocked me on Instagram, so I couldn't get the full story.
Okay, so since David blocked you, I'll describe it a little bit. So he uploaded a video of him shooting a gun and he decided to use a bunch of hashtags with political figures' names. So I guess a lot of people freaked out and reported it. So last Friday, he uploaded a video to his Instagram story of a unmarked black vehicle, tinted windows on his land. And at first he said it was the FBI, he thought, saying, you know, they came to my house because of an Instagram post that I did that everyone complained about. Later he clarified it was the Secret Service that came to his house. And yeah, so he just freaked out. And then he went off. He just was uploading all this ammo and more guns. And he uploaded a photo of him holding a gun and saying, like, this is the only way I sleep at night, holding this huge, I think it was a shotgun, and just went off. He went crazy. So over the weekend, on Sunday, he then had to go on Facebook Live, I think it was, because Instagram blocked him. His account is not deleted. It's just he's not able to access it anymore. That's what he claimed.
Mm-hmm.
So because he also claimed that the government was dealing with his Instagram account and because they were looking into it to see. So he did confirm, which I thought his whole story of, like, at first I thought it was the FBI, and then he opened up more about the Secret Service visit because he just went off. Like, he was saying when the post first came out, he's like, anybody that comes on my land, like, I'm going to open fire at, you're not welcomed, like, you can't come past my gate, and just threatened, I guess, what seemed to be everybody in the world. So when he went on Facebook Live, he was saying, you know, just to clarify, I didn't mean that I would shoot at authorities. I didn't mean that I would ever get into a shootout with them, anything. When the Secret Service came to my house, they knocked on my door. First he goes, oh, they pulled up, like, off my driveway onto my grass. I thought it was so disrespectful.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Sorry. I called the sheriff's department. I called the FBI. We tried Secret Service. No one confirmed this.
Yeah.
The FBI and the sheriff was like, no one's reported anything at that address. And like I said, I don't think we had any luck with Secret Service. So I don't know what David's talking about.
Yeah. He said, so he invited them in. He goes, yeah, like, I was very, very nice. Like I said, just take your shoes off. It's muddy. And he said, I saw all these badges. And at first I thought it was the FBI. And then it was the Secret Service. And they say, you know why we're here, right? And he was like, actually, I don't have any idea why you're here. And they said, they talked about the Instagram posts. And he's like, I could write anything I want. No, you can't. I mean, you can, but then what you write,
well,
there's going to be consequences.
Right. I mean, he was writing stuff about political figures that you can't do that.
Yeah, you have the freedom of speech.
You do have freedom of speech, but there's
consequences.
Consequences.
Like, you can't really say, like, really mean and hurtful things and, you know, make threats. Like, you can't do that.
It's like bullying, right?
Yes.
Like, right, it's freedom of speech, but there crosses a line where it goes into harassment, it goes into defamation.
Exactly.
And those are reasons that your account gets suspended. Those are reasons people can sue you in court.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have freedom of speech. If you don't believe in a certain politician, if you don't believe in a certain view, you can express that. But when it goes into violence or harassment, you can't. It crosses a line.
Yeah, or even like a post that insinuates that it's threatening and it's you could be dangerous, there are going to be consequences. So he replied, oh, I could post whatever I want. I could write whatever I want, like whatever. So yeah, he just further explained that he thinks it's absolutely ridiculous that the Secret Service came all the way to his house, that they have bigger fish to fry. And they shouldn't come down to Wrigglewood. I think that's how you say their town, right? Wrigglewood? Wrigglewood?
I think I say Wrigglewood, but
yeah.
Either way.
You shouldn't come to my town and F with me. Like, that's an amazing way to address possibly the Secret Service on your Facebook Live. Just saying, don't come and F with me. No, that is so disrespectful. Like, just, there's no need to keep posting about this. Like, clearly your Facebook or Instagram post got you in trouble. Just stay off social media.
I have to say, I spoke to sources really close to Nathan and Ashley, and they were freaked out.
Yeah.
I mean, their four-year-old son is in this house with all these guns and all these ammo. One, God forbid David does something by accident.
Yes.
Two, what if Kaiser, seeing his stepfather, you know, shooting and hunting, I want to do it, and grabs a gun, grabs the ammo.
Yeah.
I mean, they're freaked out.
Yeah. I would be, you know, is David taking all precautions for safety? If they're just guns in the house, like, who knows?
Why does he need that much ammo? Does he need it for hunting?
I'm not
educated on this topic, so I don't want to speak, you know.
Yeah, I believe he is.
It just seems like a lot.
But I mean, he has gone hunting in the past. Like, do you remember the video with the deer and the dog involved? So he does go hunting, but I don't think they're, like, hunting like Dakota is hunting. Like, Dakota goes hunting a lot, and he posts a lot about it.
Same with Levi.
Yeah, so I don't know if David's, like, at their level, but he, that's the thing. He was making these threats, like, anybody that comes on my land, like, look what I have. And it's just, it's dangerous, and... If, yeah, you have the freedom of speech, just talk to Janelle on the land. Go outside and talk to a tree. Like, there's no need to post things. Like, it's just silly.
Do you remember the 911 call?
Yeah.
She was like, my husband has guns.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary.
Yeah. So even Janelle is scared.
Even though,
even though she won't admit it again, she's scared. You know, I have to say, I'm so, so happy that MTV cut ties with him.
Me too. As much as, like, sometimes he's entertaining, I agree.
Yeah, they needed to. They needed to move on from that. They needed to separate. Unfortunately, they can't fully separate for him because of Janelle still being on the show, and that's her husband. But yeah, it's just, he just needs to stop. He needs to stay off social media. If anything, just post pics of your family. But he was saying, oh, people even report those photos. Well, this is what you get for just saying really mean and hurtful things all the time. So hopefully, I want it to be the end of David. Like,
me
I'm
too.
Just so done. Like,
Janelle can do better.
Oh, definitely. Now she looks really scary. I don't know why, but people are like, she's changed so
she's
much.
She's skinny.
Like,
she's too skinny.
She's just, her face just, you know, looks really stressed. People always upload.
Yeah, I mean, you're married to David Eason.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's strong. Like, she's calm.
Yeah, but people were sharing, like, on Twitter and stuff, photos of her before David. Like, when she got her new boobs done and she had, like, the big hair. She was gorgeous. And then people...
Yeah, she didn't look good in the trailer. Because we did the trailer on Radar. And we screenshotted from the trailer for the post pic.
Like,
I was like, ooh. She doesn't look good.
Yeah, right. Like, her hair is, like, never done. I don't know what's going on with her eyebrows. Not to be mean, but whatever. Yeah. She looks very stressed.
Yeah.
So she could definitely do better. And I guess we'll see what happens on the land this season.
Yeah.
January 14th.
Before we get into this week's Teen Mom Teas, we want to give a few shout outs to some of our big fans.
Yes.
Ashley Middleton, thank you so much for your kind comment on the photo of Lauren and I on my Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. And we hope you like this week's episode.
Yeah. And I have to give a shout out to Erica Alonzo. So she reached out, like, over a fire video, and I was like, girl, like, I love when we interact with fans. Like, I love when they send us stuff. Like, it's just, it's really fun to talk to you guys and to learn our listeners, learn more about you guys. So definitely send us any stories, anything you want to talk about our way.
Yeah, Lauren and I are always on Instagram. We're always checking our DMs. And if you guys have a few, you know, of your favorite stories this year that you want us to revisit, let us know. Maybe we'll include it in our top five biggest New Year stories.
Yeah, and then maybe we could do something about the fans.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, we have a couple days to figure that out. So definitely send us some DMs.
Yeah. On this week's Teen Mom Tease, RadarOnline.com exposed his Tinder profile, his dirty text messages, and his possible relapse. But there is more, Lauren.
Oh, God.
There's so much more.
Happy holidays,
Happy holidays. So check out RadarOnline.com and OKMagazine.com to get more on the Ryan Edwards cheating scandal.
Well, everyone, that is all we have for this week. Make sure you check back with us next week for even more Teen Mom drama.
Bye.